I would kill and kill and kill that Montrose. Did I have him alone for an eye's blink, I would stick a knife under his chin and watch the life bleed out of him like a slaughtered pig. But no slaughterman would kill a pig slow, and I think Aberdeen would thank me for making him wish 500 times for death before I stuck him true. 4 times he has been there. 'Tis as though no blood tastes so sweet to him as Aberdeen's, and no roasted flesh so sweet as bonnet makers. What manner of man would do this? Tam Kidd got word at the shore and came in to tell me. He think the 4 horsemen must carry Montrose's men, for how else might they move so fast? James chaffed him for it, but I would not. 'Tis hardly a month since first he came. I surmise he misliked Wedderburn's words and punished Aberdeen for Dundee's first thwarting. It seemed he went there and put it to the torch, but not before he had left its streets thick covered with dead. 500 are lost in my town. Tam spoke truth. No mortal man could move hither and yon at such a pace, and no mortal man could kill so many, then lay more death at bonnet makers' hearths. I could hardly sit still with the fear and raging, but James would not stop his boasting of Dundee's great fighting men. I told him Dundee would need great fighting men, for if Montrose sup 4 times at Aberdeen's bleeding cup, he will surely come for a 2nd sup at Dundee's. James thinks this town has beaten him. The man is a fool.